USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set up a special pro forma Senate session for Tuesday after Democrats continue to hold up a massive small business aid package. The Kentucky Republican says enough is enough.
It's now been 4 days since Paycheck Protection Program ran out of money. Republicans have been trying to secure more funding for this critical program for a week and a half now.
The Supreme Court says unanimous jury verdicts are required for serious offenses in state criminal trials. A 6-3 ruling involved a defendant in Louisiana who was convicted of murder on a 10-2 vote by a jury. Louisiana and Oregon were the only two states for allowing non-unanimous verdicts. And oil prices continue to collapse, with futures down 92% to as low as $1.02 per barrel of West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet crude. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those who are working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time away from your families. And thank you for the commitment that you're living out here each and every day.
The Vice President continues on that conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters.
We are making progress in slowing the spread. We're seeing very encouraging signs, even in hot spots around the country, that cases are leveling and in some cases going down.
A federal judge in Kansas has blocked the Democratic governor's executive order, which limits attendance to in-person church services. The judge, appointed by President Trump, issued a temporary order to permit in-person church services as long as they implement social distancing protocols. The governor insists it's not about religion, and Kansas has approximately 94 deaths related to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A murderer killed at least 19 people, including a Mountie, during a weekend rampage in Nova Scotia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. The man was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
I do have some promising news, some good news. The member who was injured in yesterday's event, Constable Chad Morrison, an 11-year veteran of the RCMP, is now recovering at home from gunshot wounds. We have had 5 structure fires, most of those being residences, and we believe there may be victims still within the remains of those homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
United Airlines is reporting a $2 billion loss for the first quarter as travel demand fell sharply amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Chicago-based carrier has applied for up to $4.5 billion in government loans to help weather the crisis. United said on Monday that revenue dropped 17% in the first quarter from a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.